Hello, it's on this day. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Rob Gutman. And we've got three events from Liverpool's past history. Well, one birthday, one signing, and one classic Premier League game to discuss. We're going to carry on with these sort of intermittently throughout the season. If there's a little bit of space or if there's a particular interesting day, then we're going to do a few. So there's one today, one tomorrow, then there'll be a little bit of a gap. But yeah, as the discussion points come and as there's exciting things and interesting things to talk about, we will be sort of bringing them in and out throughout the rest of the season. And I want to do today because it's a good one. It's a belter. I read them all out to Rob and Rob went, yes, I can talk about all of these. The first thing you're going to talk about, Rob, is James Milner. It's James Milner's birthday.
I know.
Today. It's another one. He's 37.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'd have guessed 36. So he's 37, is he? He was bound to become 37 at some point, wasn't he? That was bound to happen. Fucking hell, that's getting really old, isn't it? How old was Gary McAllister when we got him?
He was 36, I think, when he signed.
Yeah, so, I mean, James Milner's been winning the fittest player at Liverpool awards for about the entire part of his career. I think it's quietly heading for 8 years at the club now, isn't it? It's a remarkable and interesting and quietly strange Liverpool career in a sense, I think, because he was, I don't think he was quite bought as a squad player by Brendan Rodgers, but he was bought at the age of 29 as a free transfer, having been seen as surplus to requirements at Man City, which is no insult, but it's also simultaneously not a massive compliment. So I don't think anyone was signing Milner thought, well, he's going to be a mainstay of our team for the next 5 years. We didn't think about it like that. We thought about it as a decent squad bonus. And it felt like he became an ever more decent squad bonus down those years. It's hard to pick a peak, really, other than to say he seems to have been there at so many of the great scenes. And his personality has sort of pervaded the culture of Klopp Liverpool. You say, who are the cultural architects of the Klopp Liverpool era? They are Klopp. But then it's kind of James Milner would be your next best stab at it, I'd say.
It is an interesting one, isn't it, Neil? Because I remember when we got James Milner and being quite pleased, but not entirely sure why. Like, he was always someone, he was seen as a really good footballer in a way that I couldn't completely understand why, but I hadn't really dedicated the time to find out because, you know, I had other things on. And so it was like, you know, well, managers really like James Milner, supporters like him. I'm not entirely sure what he's doing on the football pitch. And, you know, I just sort of, as I say, accepted that. And then he came to us and that still sort of remained the case a little bit, but there's certain games where you completely get him and there's certain situations and also, you know, the longevity is the thing and what he's done, you know, for the culture, like Rob says, he just is a pure winner and that comes across in everything that he does.